Lowe's knows how to help you save. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select Maytag laundry appliances. Plus, get an additional 10% off when you buy two or three select major appliances. And when you buy four or more, you'll save an additional 20%. Find the right appliances and features that fit your home's unique needs and style. Shop Maytag 4th of July deals at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location. Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 7/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a workload is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.
There's a myth a lot of us grow up believing that hair loss is just a part of life. It happens. It runs in the family. Once it starts, there's no stopping it. But here's the truth. That's outdated thinking. Scientific understanding of hair loss has advanced in recent years. Today, we have a deeper knowledge of underlying causes, and we've developed science-backed solutions that are both effective and safe. And that's at the very root of Happy Head. Dermatologist-led innovation offering stronger, FDA-approved ingredients that work. But what really sets Happy Head apart is how personalized it is. They don't do one-size-fits-all fixes. You fill out a comprehensive consultation, and their board-certified dermatologists design a formula specifically for your hair loss pattern, goals, and lifestyle. And whether you're early in your journey or more advanced, Happy Head offers targeted options that actually work. Topical treatments, oral capsules, or potent dual-action bundles all delivered directly to you, discreetly and freshly compounded in the U.S. Most people start seeing results in 3 to 6 months. But the real magic? It's sustainable. This isn't just about growing hair, it's about keeping it long term. So no, hair loss isn't inevitable anymore. Visit happyhead.com and find out what's possible when science, expertise, and personalization come together. Hair happiness starts here.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
We are talking with Bob Mata, defense attorney and host of Defense Diaries, about the Alec Murdaugh case. I'm very curious just to dive right in here, Bob. Love having you as a guest and get your insight into Alec on the stand. And how do you think he did?
I thought Alec did reasonably well. At the end of the day, that turned out to be kind of a mano-a-mano match between two attorneys. What struck me was that Waters really conducted it more as a direct examination than he did a cross-examination. And what I mean by that is that, on cross-examination, the entire point of it is to control the flow of information that's coming from the witness, in the sense that you use what they call leading questions, where you are controlling the witness's ability to be able to extrapolate or go on, like what Murdaugh did, 10-minute, 15-minute narratives. Mm-hmm. That is not what is supposed to happen on cross-examination. You ask questions that are leading, in the sense that they are left with basically the only response being yes or no. Mm-hmm. That didn't happen at all. I sat there just stunned that it went on for 6 hours that way. When it ended on the first day and it went into the second day, I'm like, all right, well, he's going to regroup. Somebody's got to, make him aware that he is simply just not cross-examining the guy. It was like a direct where you would just ask him a question and he'd ask him a why question. You never ask a why question on cross, because that just allows the witness to tell a story, and storytelling is what happens on direct. That's where you just kind of ask a question and you let the witness go through, what their interpretation of what happened was. So, in terms of that, I thought that Murdaugh really performed pretty well. As a matter of fact, if I was like gauging it and this is no, in no way, shape or form does this make me think that Murdaugh probably didn't do it. I'm leaning guilty on him. However, that cross didn't really help in terms of like answering questions for me that are kind of the burning questions. I was surprised that he didn't dig into you know, where did all that money go? Like, I'm just not buying the fact that he was spending $50,000 a week on pills, you know, oxycodone. Yeah. Like, street value of those is 15 to 30 bucks per pill.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, you do that math. That does not add up, you know, and he had every opportunity to be able to dig into him there. And, you know, the bottom line is Murdoch probably lied about it, where the money was. But, you know, the question of where that money is, I think really would help the jury answer a lot of questions. So, you know, at the end of the day, I didn't think he destroyed himself on the stand, which I was anticipating. But I think that that was thanks to Creighton Water not really grilling him the way that he could have.
What is this? Like, why was Creighton so, you know, Creighton would sometimes act like he was angry or getting at him, but just some of the obvious questions were not asked. Is this just a reflection of Creighton's ability, or what's going on here? Because it was very all over the board. It didn't feel like it had very much, you know, direction of where it was going. I think most people were shocked by just how weak of a cross it was.
Yeah, I was right there with him. You know, I didn't know. And, you know, I tweet quite a bit. And, you know, the kind of the pushback I was getting from, you know, and I'm tweeting as a defense attorney.
Yeah.
So, you know, people tend to you know, want to argue with me in terms of, you know, again, thinking that I'm thinking that he's, you know, not guilty of it. And I'm in no way making that representation at all at this point. What I do as a defense attorney is I wait till all the witnesses are called and all the evidence is presented, and then I determine whether or not I think he's guilty or not.
Sure.
You know, we still have all the state's rebuttal witnesses, which today they said could be 4 to 6 witnesses. So, and rebuttal witnesses are very powerful, you know, and what I was getting from Twitter is a lot of the lay people were thinking, look, you know, he's letting him do all this talking in the hopes that he's, you know, he's going to shoot himself in the foot by just talking too much. That is a bad approach. I don't buy that. Like, I think it was a reflection on Water's ability to be able to cross. And that's, you know, that's how you really judge a trial attorney.
Yeah.
Cross-examination is much more difficult than direct examination. Direct, you're basically just, you know, writing out your outline of questions and you're letting the witness take control, you know, of that particular examination. So in my estimation, it was just, Waters was a little bit overmatched because as sleazy as Murdoch may be and as big of a liar as he may be, the guy can talk.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, he's been able to, you know, manipulate all these people his whole life. So whatever diagnosis that is, whether it's a sociopath or whatever, he knows how to work people. He knows how to make people trust him and believe him. It almost felt to me like Alec was damning himself more when his own defense was questioning him than when Waters was questioning him in some points.
I agree, man. You know, in the way that I would try to spin it, if I'm Creighton Waters during closing arguments, I'm going to say, look, you know, we all heard his testimony in terms of Alex Murdoch's testimony, and he was compelling. You know, like if I'm Waters, I'm saying he was compelling. He almost seemed believable. You know, and I just need you to remember that was a perfect example of just how manipulative he is. If you sat there as a juror and believed what he was saying, that's his superpower. He is able to do that. That's how he manipulates people. That's how he's done it his entire life. You know, don't believe the lie, because that is his greatest strength, is his ability to be able to lie without blinking. You know, so that's how I would try to spin it if I was Waters at closing, because, you know, a lot of the things that Murdoch was saying, like I was personally like, wow, you know, I kind of believe him, you know, cause like I keep telling people, I'm like, strip away, like pretend that we didn't know everything that we know about everything else that went on with like the financial crimes and the roadside shooting, pretend that, strip that away.
Yeah.
And based on the evidence they have alone in terms of what they presented at trial, is that enough for you to convict him? You know, I mean, like,
yeah,
that's the question. I mean, it's we all know it's a circumstantial case, obviously. You know, the question is how strong is the circumstantial evidence? It's basically, when you boil it down, if you strip away everything else, which obviously the jury's not going to be doing, you know, I mean, they do have that information. So this is kind of an exercise in futility, but, you know, it does help you look at whether or not the evidence is strong as to whether or not he committed murders. And it's basically boils down to mere presence, man. Like, he was there.
Yeah.
You know, he was there at least close in time to the shooting. And the one thing that has surprised me throughout the course of the defense's case in chief is the fact that they really have not been able to rebut the timeline in terms of when they were killed. Because remember, early on, you know, in openings especially, Harputlian made it seem as if, you know, they were going to be able to move this timeline into past 9/07 when Murdoch, we know, is already gone. You know, and it seems like that they, you know, during the course of the trial, basically relented to the fact that, look, you know, I don't think the jury's going to buy the fact that he was killed after Paul went silent on his phone and Maggie went silent on her phone. So it seems like they basically conceded that point, because I haven't seen anything that moves the time of death or the potential time of death any time past when Murdoch was gone, you know. So that closes the window for him in terms of, you know, I wasn't there when this took place, you know. So, and I just didn't see that, and it surprised me. And I think ultimately, if he ends up with, you know, being found guilty, that you know, the video from Paul's phone is ultimately going to be the smoking gun.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
More to come with Bob. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss that here on our feed, wherever you're downloading your podcasts. You can press subscribe and premium subscribe on Apple Podcasts if you're over there, and even get the show ad-free. Yes. Get access to all of our programs ad-free when you sign up over there. We do greatly appreciate that. You can follow me on Twitter at Tony B Pod. I am Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
There's a myth a lot of us grow up believing that hair loss is just a part of life. It happens. It runs in the family. Once it starts, there's no stopping it. But here's the truth. That's outdated thinking. Scientific understanding of hair loss has advanced in recent years. Today, we have a deeper knowledge of underlying causes, and we've developed science-backed solutions that are both effective and safe. And that's at the very root of Happy Head. Dermatologist-led innovation offering stronger, FDA-approved ingredients that work. But what really sets Happy Head apart is how personalized it is. They don't do one-size-fits-all fixes. You fill out a comprehensive consultation, and their board-certified dermatologists design a formula specifically for your hair loss pattern, goals, and lifestyle. And whether you're early in your journey or more advanced, Happy Head offers targeted options that actually work. Topical treatments, oral capsules, or potent dual-action bundles all delivered directly to you, discreetly and freshly compounded in the U.S. Most people start seeing results in 3 to 6 months. But the real magic? It's sustainable. This isn't just about growing hair, it's about keeping it long term. So no, hair loss isn't inevitable anymore. Visit happyhead.com and find out what's possible when science, expertise, and personalization come together. Hair happiness starts here. There's a myth a lot of us grow up believing that hair loss is just a part of life. It happens. It runs in the family. Once it starts, there's no stopping it. But here's the truth. That's outdated thinking. Scientific understanding of hair loss has advanced in recent years. Today, we have a deeper knowledge of underlying causes, and we've developed science-backed solutions that are both effective and safe. And that's at the very root of Happy Head. Dermatologist-led innovation offering stronger, FDA-approved ingredients that work. But what really sets Happy Head apart is how personalized it is. They don't do one-size-fits-all fixes. You fill out a comprehensive consultation, and their board-certified dermatologists design a formula specifically for your hair loss pattern, goals, and lifestyle. And whether you're early in your journey or more advanced, Happy Head offers targeted options that actually work. Topical treatments, oral capsules, or potent dual-action bundles all delivered directly to you, discreetly and freshly compounded in the U.S. Most people start seeing results in 3 to 6 months. But the real magic? It's sustainable. This isn't just about growing hair, it's about keeping it long term. So no, hair loss isn't inevitable anymore. Visit happyhead.com and find out what's possible when science, expertise, and personalization come together. Hair happiness starts here. There's a myth a lot of us grow up believing that hair loss is just a part of life. It happens. It runs in the family. Once it starts, there's no stopping it. But here's the truth. That's outdated thinking. Scientific understanding of hair loss has advanced in recent years. Today, we have a deeper knowledge of underlying causes, and we've developed science-backed solutions that are both effective and safe. And that's at the very root of Happy Head. Dermatologist-led innovation offering stronger, FDA-approved ingredients that work. But what really sets Happy Head apart is how personalized it is. They don't do one-size-fits-all fixes. You fill out a comprehensive consultation, and their board-certified dermatologists design a formula specifically for your hair loss pattern, goals, and lifestyle. And whether you're early in your journey or more advanced, Happy Head offers targeted options that actually work. Topical treatments, oral capsules, or potent dual-action bundles all delivered directly to you, discreetly and freshly compounded in the U.S. Most people start seeing results in 3 to 6 months. But the real magic? It's sustainable. This isn't just about growing hair, it's about keeping it long term. So no, hair loss isn't inevitable anymore. Visit happyhead.com and find out what's possible when science, expertise, and personalization come together. Hair happiness starts here.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a myth a lot of us grow up believing that hair loss is just a part of life. It happens. It runs in the family. Once it starts, there's no stopping it. But here's the truth. That's outdated thinking. Scientific understanding of hair loss has advanced in recent years. Today, we have a deeper knowledge of underlying causes, and we've developed science-backed solutions that are both effective and safe. And that's at the very root of Happy Head. Dermatologist-led innovation offering stronger, FDA-approved ingredients that work. But what really sets Happy Head apart is how personalized it is. They don't do one-size-fits-all fixes. You fill out a comprehensive consultation, and their board-certified dermatologists design a formula specifically for your hair loss pattern, goals, and lifestyle. And whether you're early in your journey or more advanced, Happy Head offers targeted options that actually work. Topical treatments, oral capsules, or potent dual-action bundles all delivered directly to you, discreetly and freshly compounded in the U.S. Most people start seeing results in 3 to 6 months. But the real magic? It's sustainable. This isn't just about growing hair, it's about keeping it long term. So no, hair loss isn't inevitable anymore. Visit happyhead.com and find out what's possible when science, expertise, and personalization come together. Hair happiness starts here.